Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Was there something in the water this weekend? Why so many brawls and altercations and court storming and people getting hurt? And yeah, what a weird weekend where the headlines are grown men getting into fights over sports. It's tremendous. Also, Cam Newton, just it's Cam Newton. You can see it so clearly. It's Cam Newton. Oh my goodness. It's quite a way to come off of a weekend, right? Quite a way to snag headlines on Saturdays and Sundays. And yet we had it in college basketball and the NBA, and then some strange sitch with Cam Newton, kind of, that we will attempt to explain. Don't really have a ton of details, but there is video. And where there is video, there is always debate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. All I can say to you fellow dog lovers is that you blew me away with your incredible dog photos. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, over 1,000 of them on our Facebook page and another 400 on Twitter. You all just kept sending them all the way through Sunday, and I appreciate how many of you have also sent kind words about Penny, and some of you, like you did with Grammy Helen, even claiming Penny as your favorite dog or your second favorite dog. People hopping on the trend and into the thread in the last few hours, even recognizing that my social had been just inundated with puppy photos. And I did look at all of them. I can't respond to all of them because they might kick me off X, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I thought maybe not today. And so I know that we retweeted a bunch of them, and I then responded to a few of them, especially those of you who have dogs named Penny. I guess I didn't realize how many dogs named Penny there were, but that was really cool. So thank you for that. And if you need a smile or you need a little jolt of joy as you start a new work week, as we say goodbye to another weekend, how does that happen? It goes so fast. And I guess the logic is, well, the work weeks are 5 days for most of us, and the weekends are just 2 days, so duh. But still, it feels like those 2 days go a lot faster. So you all just completely warmed my heart. Any of you who need to look at a bunch of puppy photos to smile, they're absolutely amazing. You can check out the thread on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Phone number 855-212-4227. Not sure what's gotten into you guys, but the last 3 weeks we've taken a lot of phone calls, which is okay as long as you're relatively close to being on topic. It was the first time in a long time last week that we had a listener fall asleep on the phone. And this wasn't even a dude who'd been on the phone for longer than, say, 15 minutes. He called at the beginning of an interview. We were in a conversation with our former NFL GM, Randy Mueller. If you missed that conversation, it's on both Twitter and Facebook. Really good spring NFL intel as we get into the season where it's draft and it's scouting and it's free agency and it's franchise tags and it's filling out rosters. And he was able to give us a peek behind closed doors. And honestly, this is the time when general managers and their henchmen make their money. This is where they earn their keep, and really good setup for the offseason, or what's to come in the offseason with quarterback conversation and the strength of the draft and how, as a general manager, you navigate the two pieces, veterans versus cheaper rookies, but obviously not as reliable as rookies. And we even had this conversation before the salary cap got a major spike. So we will talk about that. But if you missed the conversation with Randy, you can find it on both Twitter and Facebook or the podcast. I know a lot of you take advantage of the daily podcast of After Hours. So we're in a conversation with Randy on Thursday night because he joined us from Seattle. And this man calls from, where did he call from? I don't remember if it was Eastern time or, I think it was Atlanta. Anyway, he calls and we get to him right away in our next segment. And he's already, yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Come on, man.
I don't mind. If what you need is a companion that eases you into a space where you're calm and you're comfortable and you're relaxed, great.
If you gotta sleep fast.
If you fall asleep and that's what you needed, there's two things really. Yay, I'm happy that you get sleep. As someone who does not sleep well, I understand how valuable that is. But B, if you fell asleep and the radio is on, guess who gets to accumulate all kinds of ratings because you just left the radio on, or your phone, your device. If you were listening via some type of terrestrial mechanism or digital mechanism, the show just goes on and on and on, and you're still sleeping. And so we get all of that TSL, which I had to explain to our newbie Ryan last week. That's time spent listening. And that is extremely valuable with our advertisers and certainly with my bosses. So boom. Anyway, John and somewhere fell asleep and we got a little snoring on the air last week. It was actually Bob's first time hearing a caller snore and he thought it was hysterical. He brought it up multiple times. Okay, I got it. Thank you. You do it too, actually. I'll be talking to you and see, I mean, it just is an effect I have on people, presumably many different shapes and sizes of males, but it's great to know what happens in person as well. Ouch. So our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And as I say, check out the dog photos on both Twitter and Facebook. Some friends of mine texted me over the weekend and said, I posted a photo. I shared a dog photo. And I tried, I will admit, I tried to get through all 1,000 dog photos on Facebook in a single setting and could not do it. So I had to go back and continue. And at some point, I stopped doing the heart, the little heart emoji that indicates how much I love it. I do love it, and I did just get extremely blessed by you sharing your dog photos. I was talking to my best friend on Sunday, and she has a dog that's a little older than Penny. In fact, we got them both about the same time, so her Lucy was a little older when she adopted her. And both of us have kind of navigated this stage in our puppies' lives that requires extra care and extra vet visits and also has seen them slow down a bunch. She still has her Lucy, though her Lucy is now 15, which is incredible. She's part Aussie, part Border Collie. So not quite as big as Penny or as filled out as Penny. But we were talking about our dogs, and she even said, I noticed that your social media was filled up with dogs. Yes, it was. It just blew me away. And so I don't think she listens to the show, which is okay. I mean, I send her segments sometimes and she'll listen. But she said to me, it's amazing how we all tuned in to watch the Super Bowl and how much we all love dogs. And I was like, hey, that's my line. So I've now amended my line. This is as of last week. Because, you know, one of my signature lines is we agree on nothing in this country except for the NFL. And the Super Bowl bore that out, right? Because a third of our population, a third of Americans tuned in to the NFL at some point during the Super Bowl, right? So the NFL and the Super Bowl, it's our crown jewel. A third of our population tuned in. But judging by your reaction and just based on the people in my own life, I now have to amend that. We agree on nothing in this country except the NFL and dogs. And producer Jay is back from vacation, and he knows too, because we once did a show. In fact, this is Jay's bright idea for a whole new network. We once did a show where we asked you your favorite dog breed. We came on it, honestly, it wasn't something I planned, just like asking for your puppy photos last week. It was not something that I planned, but we stumbled into it. We decided to ride that wave, and it was probably one of our most popular shows ever. That and your favorite cheese. That goes back long before producer Jay. I'm trying to think who that was. It might have been all the way back to producer Tom and Isaac, who were in the first 5 years of doing After Hours in this five-night-a-week time slot. And so, yeah, favorite cheese and favorite dog breed. Those have to be our best shows ever. Also, during the pandemic, for those of you who remember, I tried to explain this to producer Jay. As we get close to March Madness, and as we get close to March 11th, March 11th is the day, going back almost 4 years ago now, that the NBA discovered its first case of COVID. It was with the Utah Jazz. Rudy Gobert was patient zero in the NBA. And it set off a chain reaction of events that shut down the NBA that night. And some were even already into games and into arenas, right? And then the ripple effect. And it was swift. By Thursday, it was a Wednesday night for the NBA. By Thursday, the NHL had shut down. March Madness was canceled. Golf tournaments, NASCAR events. It just happened so fast in sports. And the rest of society wasn't that far behind. And there's a couple of reasons why I remember it. Number one, because I was at my home inspection on March 12th when I got the notification on my phone that March Madness had been canceled. And actually, our guest coming up in the final hour of the show, Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Hoops bracketologist, will join us as we get closer to March Madness and to Selection Sunday. Anyway, I remember he has told his story multiple times about the fact that he was in an arena getting ready for, well, maybe the Big Ten tournament was already going on. There was a game that was on court already, but he was there. And as you can imagine, mass chaos ensues. What's happening? What's going on? La, la, la. And just then people trying to figure out how to get back to where they were going and teams and everything else. And so that was nearly 4 years ago. I can't get over it. We are a few weeks shy of that being 4 years ago. So that year, 2020, because we did not have March Madness, instead, I decided that we should do Final Four brackets of a different sort. And so we had four shows in a row over what would have been the Final Four that week. And we asked you, these really had nothing to do with sports. We asked you your Final Four favorite zoo animals, your Final Four breakfast foods, your Final Four movie soundtracks, which had to be the most popular. I cannot remember what the fourth one was. I'd have to go back and look. It's really bothering me. I probably could Google it on my social, because I'm sure that we put up posts on social. Those four shows, you would have thought the world had not changed a bit, because you all blew up our social, and they really set the tone for our 2.5 months of broadcasting from home. during the spring and early summer of 2020. But yeah, I tried to tell producer Jay when he reminds me that the dog breed show was the best one ever. Yes, yes, it was really good. But so was Cheese. And so were the Final Four shows that we did when there was no Final Four. That's when it all changed for After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're going to get into a little bit of college basketball coming up on this edition of the show. And we also have a couple of headlines from the hockey world. Some of you get so angry at me that we don't talk about hockey on a regular basis. I'm sorry. But Patrick Kane has a new home and faced his former team, and it's just weird. It's still weird. It was like seeing Tom Brady in a Buccaneers uniform for the first time. It's just odd. But it is intriguing the way this game between Kane's new team and Kane's old team played out. While we're talking about quarterbacks, not that Tom Brady's coming back, so don't misunderstand me, but he is going into a broadcast booth, like it or not. Many of you do not like it. You've already determined that you're going to hate Brady in the booth. So dumb. It's so dumb. Because when you're wrong, you're going to have to backtrack royally. And many of you will act like you have no idea. What, me? Who, me? I was the one who said he was going to be the best ever. I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't wait to see Brady in the booth. That's a great hashtag, by the way. You all know that I love alliteration. It's a booth Brady. It's booth Brady. All right, I digress. So, no, it's not Tom Brady coming back. But it is Russell Wilson. Like, we haven't heard him in a while. Uh-huh. Russ gets candid on the I Am Athlete podcast. It's not quite as fancy schmancy, but A.J. Brown calls into a Philadelphia radio station to defend his honor. And then, as I mentioned, Cam, he just happens to be the right place, the right time, I guess. So we are just getting started. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love for you to check out the puppy photos. Who doesn't need a puppy-induced smile? Also, my vow to you is that there will be no brawl on this show. None whatsoever. We remain fight-free here on After Hours. The producer, Jay, was ready to fight over his travel snafus. He'll have to tell us about that.
And you don't poke the bear, man.
His return from the wild blue yonder with his family. A pre-birthday vacation. Here, I thought that the pre-birthday brunch at the Bellagio birthday brunch, speaking of alliteration, I thought that was going to be the height. But no, he decided to go out of the country on an international vacation. Whatever. But we're glad he's back safely and has been celebrating his birthday now for like 2 weeks. Enough is enough. And we'll get some good stories. But I know you all missed him. You miss him far more than you miss me, which is just fine. I'm okay with it. I'm secure in my own role here as the talking. I'm just the talking head. That's just all I do. And thank you again for your tweets, your Facebook posts, and of course your concern about Penny. She is my sweet girl. She is forever my sweet girl. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
To the After Hours Podcast.
Pajemski waiting for somebody to get open. Finds his fellow rookie, Jackson Davis. Hand off to Thompson between the circles. Play. Shows the ball. Drives on Najee. Pump fake. Two guys in the air and he draws the foul. Came to a stop. Pump fake and listen to the crowd response for Klay Thompson. And the half that he is putting together.
This is Klay Thompson, four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to one of the best shows in America, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hasn't gotten old yet. Thank you, Klay Thompson, and we embrace you in your new role. In fact, I think I'm going to do that on Monday. It's a manic Monday as we head into the start of another work week. Really excited about the fact that we have got some fresh drama on the horizon, thinking about March Madness, thinking about what's to come in both hoops and hockey. The Masters is, 6 weeks away. So there's a lot happening between now and my honeymoon, which is really how I gauge everything in life right now. It's relation to my honeymoon. I know that's selfish of me, but you're just going to have to deal with it. I'll only bring it up, I don't know, once a week. How about that? My commitment to you. You don't have to hear about it more than once a week. But right now, my entire sports calendar revolves around the 2 weeks that I get to be completely checked out. I have not done that since 2011. 2011 was the last time I had 2 weeks where I was completely disconnected from the sports world. And that was because I was on a trip to Africa and we didn't have internet there except for once or twice. And I was not using it to check sports headlines. So 2011 was the last time I went 2 weeks without sports or without really any social media at all. I remember we used whatever Wi-Fi we had to call back to the United States. It was pretty cool to be able to talk to my mom from Africa, from Mozambique, where we were, which is over on the Indian Ocean. But I digress. This is about Klay, and it's about the Warriors, and it's about the fact that they were red hot heading into a game on Sunday evening against the defending world champions. And despite the fact that they had a double-figure lead in the first half, it was tied at the break at 61, because the Nuggets put together a 14-0 run late in the second quarter. Not because of Klay, though. He's coming off the bench now. He provides a ton of pop in that second lineup. And if you know anything about Steve Kerr's tenure there at Golden State, a team that's won 4 NBA championships since he took over as head coach, you know that this is really the way that he designs his lineups. Now, it's not always possible because of injuries and because he hasn't always had the personnel in that second group that he wants. But do you all remember when he moved? So following the Mark Jackson tenure at Golden State, Harrison Barnes was a starter for Mark Jackson. And when Steve Kerr took over, after Mark Jackson was let go, one of the changes he made, not right away, but eventually, was to move Draymond Green into the starting lineup and have Harrison Barnes and Andre Iguodala come off the bench together. But really, Harrison was the catalyst for that second group. And he would change them all out. Sometimes he would change all 5 guys on the court. Sometimes it would be 4-3. But eventually, he'd have that next group, that next 5 guys that he theoretically, would coach to maintain the lead that they had or maintain the pace, the intensity they had with Draymond and Steph and Klay, who formed the core of that starting unit. And so that was really what Steve Kerr did when they first went to their four straight NBA finals. That was how he set it up. And he gave Harrison Barnes that responsibility. You are in charge of this second unit. And Iguodala too. It worked amazingly well. Then, when it got to the point that they constantly started changing lineups, meaning post-Kevin Durant, obviously that terrible two seasons for Klay Thompson when he wasn't able to play, but just as they got, you know, past those four consecutive NBA Finals runs, three titles, of course, it became harder and harder to field a team around the core that could maintain that level, partly because they were young, partly because they could only spend money on veteran minimums as they're paying the big three, so to speak. It just became harder and harder. A couple of years ago, they won that kind of surprise NBA championship, and it was because of what they had put around that group, right? Andrew Wiggins had a phenomenal run in the playoffs, including the NBA Finals. Gary Payton, remember how good he was defensively, especially? And so they had guys that they could really count on. But the challenge has been for Steve Kerr over these last few years to try to figure out how to maintain that level of play when Steph Curry sits down. Obviously, without Draymond, it's a completely different deal. But when Steph sits down, how do you then have the same pace, have the same offense, have the same pop, as well as have the same, just the same intensity in terms of the defense? Because that's really important. How do you keep that up with the second group? Well, Klay Thompson can do that. And they've got a bunch of rookies that they really like that are coming along strong. We know that right now, Jonathan Kuminga's biggest fan is Draymond Green. Dre's had a great impact on JK, as they call him. And so if this is who the Warriors are, with Klay Thompson coming off the bench but scoring 23 with five triples in the first half, this can be a viable team. Now, they had fallen out of the top 10 in the Western Conference and had really struggled without Draymond Green. Now he's back. We're going to assume he stays out of trouble, but you know what happens when you assume. And they had gone on a run around the All-Star break of winning 10 of their last 12. But they still are a team that relies on a bunch of young guys, including rookies, right? So rookies giveth and they taketh away. And they're tied at 61 at half. Klay does not score in the second half, though Steph Curry starts slow and is able to find a little bit of a rhythm. But there's two things at work here. The Warriors, yes, and how well they've been playing, but also the Nuggets. And if you're with us last week, we talked to Colin Ward Henniger, a CBS Sports NBA insider from the Bay Area, actually. And we kind of looked at this Denver Nuggets piece where they've languished behind the Timberwolves and the Thunder in the Western Conference, where you've had them maybe with a bit of championship malaise. They did lose Bruce Brown. Wait, no, Bruce. Yeah, they lost Bruce, the defender, the great defender that they had, who really raised the level of intensity when pick up the best player on the other team. But for the most part, they're the same group of guys other than him. Well, one of the things that happens with a championship team, especially when you have a season as long as the NBA, is A, guys are fatigued because they played so much deeper into the season, like they played into June 2023, but also because they kind of recognize as long as we hang around and hang around, well, we'll turn it on when it gets to the stretch run, or we'll turn it on when it gets to crunch time, when it gets to the playoffs. Now, is the number one seed super valuable? Well, when you're a champion, you recognize that number one seed's a luxury. Maybe we don't need it necessarily. So I think there's a mentality, and I'm not saying that's great. I'm not saying that it's the right way to approach things. You can't always flip the proverbial switch. But what we're seeing now is that, especially with Nikola Jokic, especially when they remain healthy, which, you know, they're right now relatively healthy, they do have the ability, now that we're into the late stages of the NBA season to flip that switch.
Rebound comes down to Gordon. Cross-court pass over to Porter. Catch and go to the rim. Leans in. Layup. Good boy. Body control by Michael Porter Jr. That'll shut the crowd up for a moment. Bounce pass Green. Layup is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Nikola Jokic. Outlet pass off over to KCP to three. Boom! Shakalaka! Murray down the lane. Kick out. Najee top of the key. Brown three. Money! 105-94. Denver leads it by 11.
It's not just one guy, but our guys just were locked in. And to start off 3-0 post-All-Star break, I couldn't be more proud of our group.
Not just 3-0 since the All-Star break for Michael Malone, but three consecutive triple-doubles for Nikola Jokic. So Denver has a 14-0 run before halftime and then another one in the third quarter. So, yeah, we're talking about two combined runs in which they had 28 points and the Warriors had a whole lot of nothing.
And I'm out.
And in the fourth quarter, they really put this whole thing to bed and able to complete the season sweep of Golden State. And actually, in the last two seasons, the Nuggets have beaten Golden State seven consecutive times now. They're 7-0 against them in the last two seasons. Jokic with 32, 16, and 16. And if you watch this game, man, it's not just the one deep three that he really had that was like Steph Curry level, but his passing, the precision passing. And he stands at the top of the key, the high post or the free throw line, and he draws the defense and then he just dumps it inside or he dumps it out to a shooter. It is incredible how well he sees the court as a big man and that there's no drop off really when you have him handling the ball. And not that you want him dribbling up the court. I don't mean bringing the ball up court, but when you have him facing up, first of all, he's tall enough and big enough that nobody can get the ball away from him when the ball is up in the air. So he holds it up in the right place. He protects the ball and then he waits for his guys to run, to cut underneath, or of course to pop out. So really impressive what Nikola Jokic is doing now. And there's a bunch of talk about him as a potential MVP, maybe snagging that award back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So Denver's voice is Jason Kosmicki, Tim Roy for the Warriors. And yes, even as they see this loss, Klay Thompson is embracing this new role as the sixth man.
It's been great. I mean, I feel refreshed, especially mentally, from the All-Star break. And, you know, I never looked at coming off the bench really as demotion, considering I'm still playing 25 to 30 minutes a night. You know, I've been in this league a long time, and to still be contributing at a high level and playing those type of minutes, you got to be grateful for that.
Even the game, I think was the LA game, he only had 3 points. It was one of the better, you know, all-around floor games that he's had, where he took what the defense gave him, he took the shots he was supposed to, you know, shoot. Some of them, or most of them didn't go in, but the way that the game flows and where he gets his opportunities, he was always just making the right play, playing great defense on whoever his matchup was, you know, got us some rebounds, extra possessions that way. And then, like, tonight, it's kind of the opposite, where he's hot and keeping us, giving us a huge lead and a huge boost. And for, like, the first 9 minutes, he was out there. So it all comes from understanding that no matter if it's a starting role, bench role, whatever it is, he's still Klay Thompson, and he can come in and do exactly what he did tonight. I know he wanted to, you know, shoot better in the second half, but the more reps he gets and more confidence he has to just go out there and just play basketball and don't let the narratives kind of consume him, that's when he's at his best.
I love that. I love the fact that he and Klay, after everything they've been through, obviously still want the other to succeed so badly. But Steph Curry sounds like such a great leader in that respect. I know Draymond Green is the emotional leader of the Warriors. Steph Curry sets the tone for them so often, and how much that means to Klay Thompson that he's got Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and Steph Curry, who have been through it all together. They still are rooting for him and pulling for him, and they have great confidence in him. So I love that. That's awesome. Also, the return of Chris Paul at some point should give this team a boost. So now they're getting back to full strength. They've got a Clay who's embracing a new role. And they're sitting in 10th place, right? They've got that number 10 spot in the West. And this is nuts. If you haven't checked out the Western Conference lately, and I know it's maybe too early to be looking at standings, but still, we'll get into a little more of the West after the break. But the top 10 teams in the West are separated by all of 10 and a half games. That's it. 10 teams separated by 10 and a half games. So even as the Warriors have won 10 of their last 13, they're above 500. They're getting back to full strength, and they are a half game back of the Lakers. They're 2.5 games back of the Mavericks. They're just 4 games back of the Pelicans, the Suns, and the Kings, right? So those three teams all have the same, well, they're all clumped in that same group around the play-in tournament. So there's a lot of ground that they can make up. And on the flip side, you can also lose a couple of spots in the standings if you go on a tough bender, so to speak. If you have a couple of weeks, or well, not even a couple of weeks, a week where you're just not playing well. So this is going to be a really competitive final stretch in the West. Not as much in the East, at least not at the top, unless something drastically changes. So we'll get to that coming up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now, no purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. When the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization, the world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air. In order to gain the powers of the Avatar, Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing ever seen before. Avatar, The Last Airbender. Now streaming only on Netflix.
Tecovas is a terrific boot brand, and they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. As someone who tries to pursue a minimalist lifestyle, I highly value quality over quantity, and I'm telling you, you can't find a higher quality boot than Tecovas. Their Western boots for men and women are handmade. Handmade from the most premium leathers with over 200 time-honored individual steps. Also, did I mention that they are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico? And also, if you've ever wondered if you can pull off cowboy boots, which is something that I was thinking, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas and you'll see. Just do a quick search for Tecovas on social media and you'll see how adorably styled these boots can be. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
With Amy Lawrence. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. Good to reconvene and good to have producer Jay back.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Booker, left elbow jumper, got it. Falling to his backside as Austin Reeves knocked him down, no whistle. And the Suns back up 7, 88-81. Gives it up to Kevin Durant, who swings to O'Neal. Open for 3, didn't take it. Grayson Allen will take it and make it from the left corner. Grayson Allen lines it up and knocks down his 5th 3 on 9 tries. He's got 19 points to equal Devin Booker's team high. And the Suns are up 8, 98-90. Now it's Nurkic giving to Durant, left baseline. Gives back to Grayson Allen, a right corner 3. Yes, sir! Grayson Allen knocks it down. After all that ball movement, it ends up with a 3, and that's a backbreaker for the Lakers. Suns go up 9 with 3:20 to go. Grayson Allen leading the Suns with 24 on the afternoon.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Suns Radio, the Phoenix offense was so balanced in this game against LA. In fact, if the Suns play like this on a regular basis, where there's a ton of, I don't want to call it support, but there's a ton of offense and offensive options outside of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, they will be a huge challenge come any offseason playoff series. I didn't mean offseason. Any postseason series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. They race out to a 45-point first quarter. Great. Thanks for showing up, LA. A 45-point first quarter. Remember when 45 points in one half was relatively respectable? Maybe you don't, but I do. This is crazy. 45 points in the first quarter. And we've talked about the fact that in the NBA now, 150 points is not even worth raising an eyebrow over. It's relatively common. But you've got guys all the time. I'll use that to make my point. You've got guys who are putting up jaw-dropping stats over the course of a regular season. Scoring 30 points per game isn't that big a thing. And you've got so many guys that if you're just looking at offensive stats, would be considered MVP candidates. But you have to weigh it against what's happening in the league. And this is happening in other sports as well, right? Even in hockey, having a season in which you've got 50 goals is not as uncommon, or 100 points. Or in the NFL, a quarterback throwing for 5,000 yards, it used to be unheard of. It's not really anymore. Going over 1,000 yards as a wide receiver, I mean, it's nice, but no doubt. And it certainly, if you're like Mike Evans and every single season in your NFL career is over 1,000 yards, that's something. But the way the rules have changed in the majority of pro sport, the contact sports essentially is to take the contact out of it as much as possible and to facilitate motion and rhythm and offense and scoring. And so it's not the same in the NBA. And I understand why many people wanted to yap, yap, yap about the All-Star game. I mean, I didn't watch it because I knew what we were going to see. First time ever a team goes over 200 points. But honestly, it's not that different from what we see in the NBA on a nightly basis. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So yeah, 45 points in the first quarter alone. I told you, Jay, I don't know if you were here for this part. Maybe you tell me if you remember it, that I will not be surprised when an NBA team scores 200 points in a game. Were you here then?
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it. They have 45 points in the first quarter times four. They're just, 20 points shy of 200? I mean,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I don't think actually it's going to take that long either before it happens. We just saw it the All-Star game. I know they don't play any defense at all in the All-Star game. There are times where you've got teams that either don't show up or don't put the effort in on defense. And later in the season, where potentially you have injuries or guys that really not playing for a whole lot anymore, it's going to happen. 45 points.
That are being shot in a regular game now. Yeah,
45 points in the first quarter, and that is how the Lakers get buried, essentially. I mean, they do make it a game. They just could never quite get over the hump.
We got back in the game. I think we cut it to six. Lowest, I think.
Two.
And but then they, made big shots.
Super slow start for us, offensively and defensively. You give a team 45 points in the quarter, you play an uphill battle, especially if you're not scoring 45 as well. So, but I thought from that point on, we played some really good basketball, but their role players did a great job of shooting the ball. Royce O'Neal, Grayson Allen, those boys, they shot the heck out of the ball tonight. And Nurk had a monster 20 game, pretty much. We did a pretty good job on their superstars, but that's what good teams do.
Yeah, he mentions Grayson Allen, who had 24 in this one. Royce O'Neal, in fact, all the starters were in double figures. And Yusuf Nurkic, he's a load. Not Nikola Jokic, two completely different players. But Yusuf, when healthy, and he's gone through some pretty serious injuries, but when healthy, he not only is a big body and a load to move, he plays strong defense. And if you know, if you give him opportunities and you're kind of picking your poison against the Suns, well, he certainly can score as well.
Those three guys were the stars of the game tonight. You know, I mean, Book and KD did what they had to do. They both hit closer-type shots in the fourth quarter, you know, to help us secure the victory. But, you know, Grayson and Royce with six threes each, and Nurk with 22-7, what is it, 22-7 and 18 points. Hell of a night. And guarding Anthony Davis all night. I mean, that's just a big-time performance by Nurk.
For us, it's just perfect for the rest of the way. We have the toughest schedule, so I love it. You know, all the games are going to be like a playoff type of games, and everybody ready for it.
Well, we'll see if everybody's ready for it down the stretch. So the Western Conference is wild. We love it when it's the wild, wild West. Right now at the top, dead even. And this is coming out of the All-Star break where the Timberwolves had a modest lead as the one seed in the West. But people are still skeptical about their staying power. Wolves and Thunder, both sitting on 40 wins. They are 40 and 17. So how about that? They've played 57 games out of 82. So we're well past the midway point. The Nuggets are closing in now. In fact, they've leapfrogged the Clippers from fourth into third place. The top four teams in the West are separated by just 2.5 games. Then you've got Kings, Suns, Pelicans, all 6.5 games back. I like to see the Pelicans, well, and Zion Williamson finally realize some potential there. But yeah, Kings, Suns, Pelicans, all 6.5 games back. They've got the same winning percentage, essentially. And then you've got Mavericks, Lakers, Warriors. You're 8, 9, and 10 in the West. But as I pointed out earlier this hour, 10 teams in the West separated by 10.5 games. It's tight. It's too close for comfort. It's a little uncomfortable. Speaking of that, I wonder if the Denver Broncos are uncomfortable with the way that Russell Wilson is just outing them. Wait till you hear his interview coming up next. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.